Joined now by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. Minister, welcome to the programme and thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Brian.
We know that overnight the European Parliament ratified the Brexit agreement, including the protocol, and that's no doubt something which you welcome. But how concerned are you now at the political instability we see within the DUP that it could affect the working of the executive, the Good Friday Agreement?
Well, firstly, can I just acknowledge the significance of a formal ratification by the European Parliament of the trade and cooperation agreement between the EU and the UK? I mean, this is something that we've been involved in negotiating for 4 years. And it's a very complex and very long document that deals with everything from trade in goods to trade in services to energy, to movement of persons, to aviation, to road transport, fishing, EU programmes, settlement dispute, fair competition, and a whole range of other things that effectively is the foundation stone now for the economic and political relationship for the future between the EU and the UK. And that is so important for Ireland in terms of our economy, our relationship on our relationships on the island of Ireland, north and south, and of course our relationships across the Irish Sea with Great Britain, both politically and economically and in so many other ways as well. So we now have, I think, formal confirmation through the ratification process that was far from certain a few weeks ago in the European Parliament, that this deal that has been negotiated, that the Irish government were so part of for so long, is now a done deal. And I think that is welcome, and I think we need to acknowledge it as such.
So where are we then on North-South relations?
On North, you know, look, it's a very complex set of pressures and relationships now. We know that many in the unionist community in Northern Ireland are fundamentally opposed to the protocol on Ireland and Northern Ireland, which of course was part of the original withdrawal agreement and is now international law, and which we agreed an implementation plan for along with the TCA back in December. But the implementation of the protocol in Northern Ireland has been very difficult. We have been trying to listen to those that are frustrated and concerned to see whether their concerns can be accommodated within the confines of the protocol. And of course, the British government and the European Commission, through Lord Frost on the British side and Vice President Šefčovič on the EU side, are working through a whole series of issues in terms of trying to ensure that we can implement the protocol in a way that's pragmatic and flexible and recognises genuine concerns.
And I would like to tease that out in a moment, but if the DUP decides to target cross-border cooperation as part of its campaign against the protocol, what can be, is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, look, I mean, you know, first of all, I think it's important to say that targeting the Irish government and relationships on the island of Ireland to try to change a UK-EU agreement, first of all, I don't think will work. And secondly, I think in some ways will be counterproductive. I mean, what's needed here is for people to work together in partnership, for the EU to recognise genuine frustrations and concerns that can and need to be accommodated in terms of how the protocol is implemented. And we are looking at things like extending grace periods and introducing flexibilities across various different areas to try to accommodate some of the genuine concerns that are there.
Right. So would you hope then, if those concerns can be accommodated, that, for example, this ministerial plenary meeting would go ahead in June?
Well, I certainly hope so. And I certainly hope before then we can have North-South Ministerial Council meetings. I mean, there was due to be a meeting on agriculture today, and that's now not going ahead. I think it is important to say, you know, as part of the Good Friday Agreement, the North-South element of the Good Friday Agreement is an absolutely essential pillar to that agreement. Many people agreed to change the constitution in Ireland, and many people north of the border, a huge majority, voted for the Good Friday Agreement on the basis of guarantees that there would be structured dialogue and partnership north-south on this island. And so that is why the North-South Ministerial Council isn't a minor issue. It is very much central to the institutions that allow the Good Friday Agreement to work as a basis.
So failure to attend by DUP ministers would then, in your view, clearly be a breach of the Good Friday Agreement, a breach of their own ministerial code?
Yeah, look, but I don't think it's helpful for me to get into a blame game here. I mean, what we need to do is reach out to unionism, to the DUP as the largest party of unionism in Northern Ireland. We need to work with them, if we can, to try to address what are genuine concerns, in my view, around the protocol. I don't believe we can deliver everything that's being asked of us. When I say us, I mean the EU as a collective. I mean, we can't simply set the protocol aside because there is nothing to replace it. It is part of an international agreement that is now part of international law, but there are flexibilities within the protocol. There's a committee system in place to actually negotiate those flexibilities, and we need to ensure that we make that process work in a way that sends a very clear signal to unionism and to loyalism that we are listening to their concerns and we're trying to do everything we can to accommodate them.
You mentioned reaching out to unionists. Any concessions that are made will need to be signed off on by EU member states. Do they understand that the concerns here? Has the government made any attempt to facilitate contacts between, you know, business, political interests in Northern Ireland and EU governments?
Oh, well, there's been enormous efforts to ensure that the European Commission, who, of course, lead this negotiation, are very much plugged into concerns and anxieties and divisions on the ground in Northern Ireland. And, you know, there are regular meetings taking place, most of them online. And Vice President Šefčovič, Mara Šefčovič, who has been very much at the centre of all of this, is making and continues to make a very significant effort to listen to business leaders and political leaders in Northern Ireland and do what he can to respond to that. But of course, he has pressures. He has pressures also coming from EU capitals and from the Commission to ensure that what was signed up to, what was agreed to in writing and following a very long and protracted and difficult negotiation, is actually followed through on as well. Right. And of course, the protection of the EU single market in terms of its integrity remains intact, and that, you know, the position of Ireland in the European single market also is sustainable into the future. So these are difficult things to manage, and we are, okay, I can assure you, just trying to reach out to all parties and all communities, not just loyalism and unionism, but of course on the national side as well.
All right, just one final question on domestic political matters. We've had the resignation yesterday of Owen Murphy from the Dáil, a by-election in Dublin Bay South. Former Fine Gael TD Kate O'Connell has been mentioned as a possible Fine Gael candidate. She backed you in the leadership contest, Simon Coveney. Would you encourage her to run, endorse her if she were to seek the nomination?
Look, I'm not going to get into to pushing individual candidates at this stage. I mean, it's, you know, Kate is a friend of mine, but, you know, we have a lot of talented people in that constituency, and we'll take our time and make sure that the right candidate gets the full support of the party to make sure that we maximise the chances of us holding on to that seat. And I think we've got a great chance to do
it. All right, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, thanks for talking to us on the News at One.